May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 238. With melting heart and weeping eyes, my guilty soul for mercy cries. What shall I do, or whither flee, to escape the vengeance due to me? Hymn 238.
Thank you. Let us read the word of God, friends, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, and also read in part of John, chapter 14. Isaiah, chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose, as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of dragons in the habitation of dragons, where each lie, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. John's Gospel, chapter 14, friends. And we'll read the first 18 verses. John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me, for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Thus far we read, friends, may the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we come now seeking thee, that thou would hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Who knoweth how thou hast brought us together with trust, appointed us that we should be together here this night. Do prove it, Lord. Prove it is thy divine appointment. Who knoweth how profoundly we felt it last evening, being in thy house, in the profound way thou didst so give witness of us being together according to thy will. We pray it may be so tonight. We pray it may be thy blessed purpose to come among us to wonderfully work and bless souls, and get to thyself the honour and glory that is due unto thee. We trust thou hast brought us to be in the way, oh, the way of life, the way according to thy sovereign will and purpose. Oh Lord, may we each examine ourselves as concerning this, that we may know, as thou didst so stated, like we've read in the word in John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And, O Lord, as we come pleading now, even to thee, O God, our heavenly Father, oh, we plead the precious name of Jesus. We plead all what he has done. We have no other hope. It is Jesus only. And we feel it like a dear Joseph heart, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. And thou knowest how we feel, Lord, our helplessness, our nothingness, our hopelessness. But Lord, we look to thee. Oh, what a wonderful theme it is. A fullness resides in Jesus, our head. And ever abides to answer our need. Do answer our need tonight, Lord. Answer the needs of thy people, who knoweth each one's individual path, each one's individual exercise, Lord, if they are truly exercised, who knoweth the sorrows, the sorrows, the sadness, the troubles, the tribulation. Oh, earth is a polluted spot, Oh, tribulation is thy people's lot. Earth is a polluted spot. Lord, thou knowest each case. I do beg thee, Lord, thou wilt see thy blessing to each case. Thou knowest how each one is, what they feel to be in great need of. Need thee to come to them. Need to know and feel thy blessing of thy presence with them. I confirm in mercies, Lord, thy favour that thou knowest perfectly what they need. May each be able to cast all their care upon thee. Thou knowest, ere we would humbly acknowledge it, thy sovereign will, thy holy will, our sorrows in the scales it weighs, measures out our pains. Thou knowest, Lord, we do beg for grace to bear to thy sovereign will, to acknowledge thee, our sovereign God, to have that submission, Lord. Oh, we pray for the needed graces of the Spirit for each one of us, that we may be favoured, Lord, to so be in and under grace. Oh, not under the law now, but under grace. But thou knowest how we are deeply troubled through the things of the old nature, indwelling sin, the wickedness of heart we feel of the old man. But, oh Lord, those words in Romans are so wonderful to thy people. Oh, sin shall not have dominion over you. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. Oh Lord, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. We hope we can acknowledge it. But, oh Lord, bless us now to know the liberty, the joy and peace in believing in Christ, the favours of knowing all our sins are blotted out by the precious blood of Christ, the Son of God. And Lord, that we may know we're in that way we've read of in thy word. Oh, that highway, that King's highway of holiness. May we know we're in it, Lord. And as we journey on, as we journey, may we sweetly sing our Saviour's worthy praise, glorious in his works and ways. Lord, we know they've just, Lord, so feel for thy people, especially regarding their sorrows. Oh, especially regarding how they may be, whether it is in tribulation, affliction, or, Lord, oh, each one, the solitary in the families, they know it, Lord. Those, Lord, that are, Lord, in that path of sorrow still, especially we think of our friend and brother here. And Lord, oh, we do mourn with those that mourn. But Lord, we beg for grace to bear to thy sovereign will. Oh, to be able to acknowledge it is the Lord. Oh, he must do, let him do what seemeth him good. Lord, we are so solemnly aware our sins are so great, our departures, our requitals of thy wonderful love to us. Lord, when we've been blessed and then very soon, Lord, we're down in sin and iniquity again. Oh, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the old man, oh, the wickedness in us. Lord, how we solemnly fall. How, Lord, we grieve thee. But, Lord, oh, we beg, we may be coming like the heading of the hymn, oh, with real repentance. Oh, godly sorrow, Lord, do grant it. We know it is most vital, most blessed favour that thou givest thy people to have godly sorrow. And this wonderful sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. Lord, we beg thee, so bless and help and be with us here. Come, Lord, among us to dispense thy favours. Bless souls, set burdened sinners free. Oh, grant the exercise in and under thy favour, Lord. We may love thee, we may serve thee, we may worship thee, we may praise thee. Lord, oh, may there be real praise ascend this night from our very hearts and souls and collectively here from this cause of truth, Lord. Oh, to worship thee. Oh, when to worship, saints assemble, let the song to Jesus flow. Oh, Lord, we are feelingly sinners. Oh, but bless us to know by grace we are made saints. Lord, thou knowest. It's not that we would want to know it, for pride to be fostered, but to be humbled, to be brought to be in the dust, falling before thee, Lord, in thy love name, ascribing the glory to God and the Lamb. So give us real worship here tonight, Lord. We beg thee. Oh, hear us, Lord, for all our many concerns. And how if we felt it yesterday so much with the burden of many cares. But, oh, thy word so precious, cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. But, Lord, how needful that former verse in that part of thy word. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Lord, we beg thee, so come tonight. Favour each soul and those that are listening in. Lord, do grant thy blessing, so that thy people may praise thee, from whom all blessings flow. We ask, pleading too for our country, and know is the tremendous times we're in, the solemn times, thy judgments upon the whole world and our own land and nation. Lord, there are so few that understand. Oh, how solemn is the word. The wicked shall not understand, but the wise shall understand. Oh, may we not be proud in that wisdom. We believe the true wisdom, which is from above, will humble. But Lord, we are thankful. We trust we do understand. Thou hast sent these solemn judgments upon us because of our wickedness in our land, because of our turning our back upon thee, because of our rejecting the teaching of the word of God, and because of our changing our laws, our statute book, to bring in abominable practices, Lord. Oh, how we are so degraded in the state of morals in our land. Lord, we're sinners. We've got no stones to throw in a solemn sense, we feel it. But Lord, we do mourn. We sigh and cry for the abominations done in our land. Oh Lord, do appear. Do raise up even those to rule us, Lord, that shall have wisdom. Oh, if it be thy will, thy purpose, Lord, as we plead for it, that thou wilt give those of our government, Lord, real wisdom. Lord, they have a soul, each of them. Lord, do deal with them. If it be thy will, do show them what they are. Do give them to know solemnly that God, the great God, holy God, is dealing with us. Lord, sending these judgments and chastening thy people. Oh, thy people know thy chastenings. They prize thy chastenings by grace. But Lord, oh, judgment on the whole land. When the Lord's judgments are on the land, Thy word says the inhabitants thereof learn righteousness. And Lord, we see so little of it. Oh, we bless thee if there is a little. But Lord, we want to see it more. We pray, Lord, that wilt thou work, convince of sin, or reveal the solemnity of the state we're in to many, Lord. May many be brought to tremble, Lord, at thy voice. We think of the words in Psalm 29, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Oh, Lord, may thy voice be heard. We beg thee, Lord. Hearest us now for these things, dear Lord. Oh, send down answers of peace and come and favour us as we further seek to sing thy praises and come to thy word. Oh, Lord, do help us. Oh, we are in great need of help. Much needed help we beg for, Lord, that we may consider thy word as the Spirit leads us. As the Spirit pours in, may a poor instrument pour out, Lord, for the good of souls here, we ask, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 232. Be gone, unbelief, my Saviour is near, and for my relief will surely appear. By prayer let me wrestle, and he will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. Hymn 232.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the first of the readings we had this evening. That is Isaiah chapter 35 and the 8th verse. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. The 8th verse in Isaiah 35. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. This way, friends, is Christ, the Son of God. He is the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, the living way. Jesus is the way to bliss. Oh, Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. Oh, the church, this way is trod down from Adam's day to this. And an highway shall be there. The context, of course, especially the early part of this chapter, and as it flows on, this short chapter, it's all of the wonderful, blessed estate, the glory, the wonder, the amazement the people of God feel in Zion, set forth as the desert blossoming as a rose, or set forth in this figurative language, wonderfully in this context of this chapter. And then, of course, the acknowledgement of God's people. And, of course, its prophecy, what shall be. There were those who knew the favour in Old Testament days, but then more and more in New Testament days, this shall be fulfilled. This prophecy is being fulfilled continually as God works, as he begins his work in one and another, those he's set his love upon and begins to work in. Are you in this way, friends? Are you in this way? This way, this one and only way for salvation, for and toward your eternal destiny. Will it be heaven or hell? If you're not in this way, if you're never in this way, it must be hell at last. But if you're in this way, you will be safe landed home. You may have much tribulation, you may have many sorrows, but think of the lovely theme, our sorrows in the scales he weighs, measures out our pains. His path was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? Are you in this way, friends? How do sinners, wretched sinners, how are they brought into this way? Well, they're brought in by God dealing with them, beginning to work in them. Has God begun to work in you? Has he begun to deal with you? Has he brought you to be solemnly aware of what you are? Are you one of these wayfaring men? Oh, these characters. Oh, they've got so much. As they look at themselves of hopelessness and helplessness and wretchedness and sinfulness. Sinners. Sinners. They're travelling. We're all travelling. But these wayfaring men. And it's not just men. It's God's dear people, wayfarers, journeying, in journeys oft we all are, journeying on, going on in the pilgrimage journey, we hope we are, but oh my, and in the state of nature, we were when we were in a old natural state, we were journeying. You know, I think of the words my godly grandfather used to often quote in prayer. But for free and sovereign grace, my heart had lived estranged to God till hell had proved the destined place. See, there's a journeying towards a destined place. Till hell had proved the destined place of my deserved but dread abode. But has God come to you? Is he in mercy given you to be aware of your state as a sinner? Brought you into the way of grace? Or are you one of these characters? And an highway shall be there. Oh, shall be experienced by the children of God. And know they're in this highway. Oh, but do we know? Do you know? Do I know? Has God brought us to be in it? For this is the way of holiness, it says. But everything of ours is sinful. We're sinners. The way we are in nature, in our natural state, is we're in a way which leads to death, to damnation. But has God come and brought us to be, by his grace, put into this wonderful way, the way of salvation, Jesus Christ, the living way. As I've said, and as we've read, the way, the truth, and the life, I am the way. So the highway is Christ. His people are brought to be in Christ. You know, in the eternal mind of God, the church was in Christ before the foundation of the world. But this must be brought by God, by the work of the Spirit, for each one of those God set his love upon to be brought into the way. And God must do the first work. Have you got witness in your experience that God has done the first work and brought you into this way of grace, this living way, this way which is Christ? To be brought into knowledge of your own state as such a sinner, a need of salvation, none a saviour. Is this your theme? By the grace of God, none a saviour more could need. Deeds of righteousness I've none. No, not one good work to plead. If you are brought to feel that, to acknowledge that, to confess that, I believe you're in this way. I believe God's sovereign purpose is to lead you on in this way. In this way, which is this highway. Notice, highway. It's got a right, of course, according to God's will and purpose, title, highway. Yes, it is the way to heaven. It is the way from this land of sin and wickedness, like I've told you before. Like J.S. Green, my wife's uncle, used to say to me, your Bible is your map. And used to say my name in the shortness of it. Your Bible is your map. Leads you from this land of sin and wickedness here below to the heavenly land of Canaan. Of course, he knew so well that it was the Holy Spirit's work that would do in the child of God what was needed to make them love the Word of God. Oh, is the Word of God such a bright reality to you? Is it so precious to you? Oh, the Word of God, containing all the things of God's way, his sovereign purpose and way of salvation. Oh, Jesus Christ, the sum and substance throughout the Word of God, Christ in all the Scriptures, the way of God, of salvation by divine substitution. Oh, friends, this wonderful way. And an highway shall be there. Highway. I know, of course, we naturally have our different roads. And of course, if a road is named the highway, it's an important road. Well, this is the most important road, the most important way, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. It is, friends, the way of the working of the Holy Spirit, testifying of Christ to poor, wretched sinners who are convicted and convinced of their sin. Are you one of them, friends? Are you? Has the Lord brought you to feel this? Your state and condition, your need of salvation? Oh, made to be wretched and poor. Unworthy you feel to be of the least of God's notice. But oh, as you convicted and convinced of your sin, this is what makes you really need the Saviour of sinners, who is Jesus Christ. And an highway shall be there. There in the hearts and lives of everyone God has set his love upon, this highway shall be there. Jesus, the truth, the way, the sure unerring light, and an highway shall be there, and a way. Oh, a way. Way of salvation. Oh, for sinners. And a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Everything that God does is holy. Everything he does, even in wretched sinners, is holy. He is never the author of sin in any way. Oh, he works by the Holy Spirit in God's people and in his people he set his love upon. Do you have evidence of the work and operation of the Spirit in you, friends? This is what is most vital. And what does the Spirit do? He will convince of sin, of righteousness and judgment to come. But, oh, he will also, wonderfully then, as that first work is done and further work in this carrying on of his work in you, God working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure, he will testify of Christ the Lamb. Oh, if you're convinced of your sin, you need the Saviour, you need salvation. As the Lord so brought you to that place, convinced as a sinner to Jesus I fly, informed by the gospel, for such there is room. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. There's a sense in which I believe this applies. The unclean, thinking of it in a way connected with nature, the vulture, the unclean bird. See, God's people, they are brought to know their danger and their refuge too. They know it's a dangerous path they go. They know there are the savage beasts of prey. Many dangers, Satan with all his agents, world and flesh and devil. It's a dangerous way, but it's a safe way. Because in the perfect will of God, the vultures, the unclean shall not pass over it. You know, and I watch sheep. And so wonderful, I can see them so clearly now. I thank God every many times a day for that. I watch the various birds of prey. Oh, we have a number around us, the red kite and the herons, the various ones, and I watch them, and they get right above their prey, and they go straight down. You think of it in your pilgrimage. Your Lord, your Saviour says the unclean shall not pass over this way. This way is appointed for you to tread, you to go. The appointed path for you. It's a safe way. It's a blessed way. Jesus, the way he leads on, friends. It's the way he's trod. If he's made so precious to you, so important to you, your only saviour, your only hope, surely, oh, you should follow him in this way. You should put him on. You should show forth this praise due to him. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The holiness which God enables his people to witness in following Christ, in living upon him, in trusting him in such a way for everything, when soul and all is at stake, and he's so precious, but because it's none but Jesus Christ can save you, and when you're led into the wonders of redeeming love, the wonders of his grace, what he's done for you, what he has suffered for you, surely this way will be a way of following him, of loving him in return for his great love to you. We love him because he first loved us. And an highway. The highway is the most important, as we said. This highway is the most important. The holy way. The way of grace, the way of God's love and mercy. The love of Christ. Known in this way. Following him, living upon him, casting all your care upon him. He's so precious. He, the altogether lovely, the chief among 10,000. How are you following? You know, in those words, of course, we've quoted of Peter in his epistle. We think of Peter, not that we want to make any gain in a way wrongly, of Peter's sad fall. But oh, it was solemn when it was stated. He followed afar off. Are you following afar off? Oh, may you be converted from that. Oh, may you be converted. I've been in the folly of it, friends, so I'm not making any boast that I'm any better than you. I've fell in the folly of it. But it's a grievous time if we're in such a place. It's a sad way. We're a little out of the way. We may be strayed into bypath meadow. Things of the world have got hold of us. Pleasures, natural affections and things. Oh, set thine affection on things above, not on the things of the earth, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Oh, that we may be in this way of holiness, following Christ, self-denial, self-renouncing, grace-admiring, made unto salvation wise. So, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. As I said, we're travellers. We can say travelling home to God, but much of our travelling is not as clear and in light and brightness as that, we have the dark days. Clarify the light divine. Many changes. But the fact is, truly so and witnessed so by those in the Word of God and their account regarding them. They that have no changes fear not God. But it's a solemn thing, our changes. When we get into a state where the Lord withdraws, when we're in, we may be feeling its solemn, sad desertion in a solitary way. But oh, remember this. The Lord is ever mindful of the solitary in the families. He is, friends. He's ever mindful of you. If he's put you, brought you into this way, you're never going to be left to be out of it. He says, I'm with thee. Oh, even with Israel passing through the fire. The fire shall not hurt thee. I only design thy dross to consume, thy gold to refine. But look at this. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. Now think of the wayfaring men. Well, it's a descriptive word in a way. We have our days, we go on day by day. The wayfaring man, a traveller, stays at one place for one day or night, then moves on. God's people move on in the pathway. Oh, their days, how swift they go. Swift as an Indian arrow flies, like a shooting star. Oh, we spend our years as a tale that is told. This is a wayfaring man. And here's this brought to the realisation of the child of God. They're journeying. They're changeable. Change and decaying all around, I see. But oh, is it this? These wayfaring men, these children of God. Oh, they are journeying on. There's many changes, many different situations, trials, sorrows in the scales he weighs. Oh, he's a loving God and Saviour. He feels for us. He's touched with the feeling of his people's infirmities. He was in all points tempted like us, we are yet without sin. Wayfaring man, though fools, and we are so much fools, our foolishness, ways of being not sure, doubts and fears alternate rise, comforts mingle with our sighs. Oh, this wilderness, we go through it. But oh, really, in the will of God, this wilderness, we travel round to reach the city of our God. And each day, each changing scene doesn't change the fact we are journeying home to God in the way the Father's trod. If God has been dealing with you, teaching you, it must be so. Oh, it is that you have to experience these things. Though fools, and he brings us to realise it, to feel it, to acknowledge it. We are fools. We are so foolish. We are so prone, under the dictates of the old nature, to do wrong and to go the wrong way, take the wrong turning. Nearly did come in tonight. My wife had to speak quickly to me to tell me, no, not this exit, otherwise we would be going up to Wood Huntington. Oh, low falls, here we are, so much in need of the Lord's direction. Lord, direct us, we are fools. But oh, it says here, shall not, shall not therein, shall not, might do for a time, might do maybe for a season, but the Lord brings his people back. He's watching, like he watched our path. I thought of it so much last night when I was in my days of ambition and wanting to become a motor racing driver. And also we used to love anything that had risk. Used to climb those great big elm trees back of the farm at Stockport. Even used to hammer by nails onto the side of the trunk where it was too big a space for us to reach between the branches, so that we could have these little steps we could grab on to and put our foot on and get up right up into the top of those elm trees. My godly mother used to come and see us up there. As soon as she saw us up there, she would turn away and we would hear her pleading with God, saying, Lord, do save them from falling. Do keep them, Lord. And she would go. She couldn't keep looking. Oh, how he watched all my path. When Satan's blind slave, I sported with death. And oh, was it not my trust? It was because from all eternity he saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. Oh, and brought us into this wonderful way of holiness. Oh, by his powerful, his way by the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, stopped us in our wild career. Some of you may have such an experience. Oh, here he stopped you. Here he changed your heart. Oh, and you're in this way. And it's given you witness of it as God deals with you further, as he leads you on. But you're a sinner like me, a wretch. Oh, so short we come in following our Lord. But is it a concern to us? Friends, if you're in this wonderful way of holiness, surely it must be a concern to you. It is, I hope, to me, where I grieve my God. You know, we grieve our God as much by sins of omission as we do by sins of commission. We should lay that to heart, friends, because if we really depend upon Christ and his salvation, surely his free grace has won our affection. Oh, you hope he has. I trust he has. Won my affection, bound my soul fast. And his love to us, perfect love. Perfect love casteth out fear. Fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And there's another theme of the holy word of God to search us, friends. We are in so much need of pleading, even day by day. The Lord have mercy on us. And as we prove his loving kindness and his tender mercies, surely he requires us, not for our salvation, but for the needful bearing of the fruits of the Spirit. For we should be witnesses of what we know, of what we've experienced. We should be living as pilgrims do, and desiring to honour our God. The important part of our worship, I mean, what is it? We come into the house of God to worship, if in other ways we're grieving him. Oh, friends, this way of holiness, it's following Christ, it's living under him, it's trusting in him, it's casting your care upon him, it's committing your way unto him, it's seeing him as gone before you. Our glorious leader claims our praise for his own pattern given, while the long cloud of witnesses show the same path to heaven. Think of that, friends. He claims our praise. Yes, it's his rightful due. Oh, he should receive the trophies of his sufferings by us giving honour and glory to him, by us obeying his voice. Obey his voice and all his will esteem. So, and highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Devil may be trying to do ever so much against you, harassing you and tempting you. Oh, but this unclean, which is figured in the way of the vulture, you can't pass over this road. This road which is safe and present too. You're safe from him, although he threatens much. He harasses, he perplexes, and you're in an unequal war with Satan. You feel it ever so much. Blind unbelief he promotes and encourages you to be in, which is sure to err and scan God's work in vain. But is he explaining? Is he teaching you still? Is he giving you witness? God is his own interpreter. He'll make it plain. Make it plain the path you're in at this time. Make it plain as regarding all his will and what his sovereign purpose is for you in any future days of your life. He will. You're safe in this way. The unclean shall not pass over it. There's another line of things, the unclean, you know, and pass over it. That means a cross. And of course, well, I suppose when we're driving, what is one of the greatest fears if someone crosses in front of us? But we had it yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I was driving to get to collect our daughter. Time was agreed and we was a bit close. And driving up through Hinchworth, we met the school bus. And I was going too fast. I was. I said to my wife, after we'd been able to avoid collision, I said, well, hope it's by experience I could avoid it. What about your experience, friends? In past times of experience, when the Lord has helped you, he's helped you quite through some deep things, deep trials, affliction, or serious illness. He's helped you, he's brought you through, wonderfully brought you through, blessed you in your soul, set you at liberty, the liberty of the gospel. In this way, he's got more appointed for you. He knows what his will is, and he's making it known to you. And as he works and goes on to be wonderfully gracious, you'll know what path you must take. Oh, you know. Those of you who not yet follow the Lord, you know you must follow him. Suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfil all righteousness. Others may be, one or another may be, follow the Lord, so wonderfully blessed. Thought much of the Psalm 65 this last few days. It was read here at one of the baptizing services. Oh, the Lord knows. Jesus draws the chosen race by his sweet resistless grace. causing them to hear his call and before his feet to fall. Wonderful favour to be brought to fall before him. Oh, to follow him, to testify of him, to tell of what he's done, tell of his wondrous faithfulness. Sound his name abroad, his name Jesus, my Saviour, my dear Redeemer, my ever-present friend, my only hope, my only hope for time and eternity, my hope beyond the grave, oh, hope of salvation in his name. How comfortable. But are you comfortable? Are you comfortable in your profession? Or are you comfortable when you hear the word preached regarding following Christ? Can you go on in this state that you, if God convicts you, convinces you of your sins of omission, how can you go on like this? Well, in this way, this holy way, this way of holiness, it must be to pay your vows, not go on with vows unpaid. Oh, like we have it in the psalm, in the courts of the Lord, haste in the midst of the O Jerusalem, I'll pay my vows unto the Lord. Oh, this is the way, in this way. Oh, this wonderful way. And having the holy approval of your Saviour, answer of a good conscience, as enabled to follow him in thankfulness and praise. Greatest gratitude flows from souls redeemed by blood. Think what he did, friends. What he accomplished for you. Think how he suffered, bled, and died in your room, place, and stead. This way of holiness is the way of considering him. Consider him when Satan is so fierce against you and you are proving much tribulation and much in sorrow and distress you may be feeling. But oh, consider him. Oh, be as being led by the Spirit, consider your Saviour. Oh, what he went through. How he suffered the just for the unjust to bring his people to God. How he poured out his soul unto death. Oh, what a wonderful record it is, but what a solemn record of how he poured out his soul unto death. How he was numbered with the transgressors. He had to be, friends, to redeem the church. But here we have some wonderful further words in this context, following this word, which I hope we can, as we leave the house of God, think upon and meditate upon. For the theme of this highway, which is Christ, is knowing him, living upon him, following him, and casting all our care upon him, and knowing his love, and knowing his loving kindness, feeling the wonder of it, and feeling by grace love in return to him. We love him because he first loved us. Then this way, the wayfaring man, though fall, shall not err therein. They shall be safe. They shall be kept. They shall be provided for. They shall have food and raiment, all that they need naturally. But oh, more than that, spiritual food, favour of feeding upon Christ by faith. Oh, the nourishment of the soul is partaking of him, is feeding upon him, is receiving of receive him from his fullness. Think of those Johns, those two Johns who spoke. It's recorded in the word of his fullness. Have we received, and grace for grace. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there in this way, in Christ, following him. The redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The wonderful, holy, blessed enjoyment God's people enjoy in salvation full and free, beginning to enjoy it in the way here in the church militant, as preparation for the church triumphant. The people of God so brought to enjoy salvation in this way, to worship God, praise God from whom all blessings flow, joy and gladness. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Oh, the joys of salvation. Some of you may be saying, when shall they be mine? If you're really after them, if you really desire them, the time will come. But, oh God, God looks to you as he works in you, that you may earnestly see, you may acknowledge what is already done, be thankful for present, and then ask for more. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Adrian Pickett will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Timothy Pocock on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 307. And must it, Lord, be so? And must thy children bear such various kinds of woe, such soul-perplexing fear? Are these the blessings we expect? Is this the lot of God's elect? Hymn 307.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us. Amen.